WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly cloudy sky, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping local news, firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were called to the scene of a fully engulfed house fire in Atlantic early this morning. The call was dispatched just after 3 a.m. for a structure at 600 Oak Street. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese.
That's the old Mullen Funeral Home. Hockenberry's leaving on it now. Top story was fully engulfed when we got here and got it under control, got it knocked down. Difficult access, obviously not sending anybody in. We've got a lot of bowed walls, roof collapse, so trying to get it under control and totally out is going to take us a while. Yeah. I have absolutely no idea at the moment what may have caused this. Rumor is people have been in and out of here off and on, maybe possibly staying in here, but that's undetermined at this time, and I don't know what's going to be left to be able to determine. We're going to be here a while, and we'll see after that.
Witnesses told KJAN News the flames apparently started on the upper floor of the east side of the home in an area that served as an apartment above the garage. They quickly engulfed the upper floor, and embers, fanned by brief, strong, gusty winds from time to time, along with thick gray smoke, flew through the air. The firefighters doused a house across the street to the north with water to prevent that structure from catching fire from the embers. A neighbor who lives nearby, a full block to the north, said that she could see embers flying by her house. Firefighters nearly had the flames contained at around 4 a.m. when an area just above the garage collapsed, sending another round of flames into the air, and smoke could still be seen coming from the structure several blocks away by 5:30 this morning. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that a Colorado man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on drug charges following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Council Bluffs. According to Pott County Chief Deputy John Reynolds, at around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, Deputy Brian Miller conducted a traffic stop for a vehicle traveling at excessive speed at the 7-mile marker of eastbound I-80. While conducting an interview with the driver, 63-year-old Mark E. Domries of Aurora, Colorado, Miller became suspicious Domries was involved in criminal activity. After Miller completed the traffic stop, Domries told him there was a large amount of marijuana underneath the bed cover of the truck. The deputy deployed his canine partner Francisco to conduct a free air sniff of the vehicle, and the dog alerted to the presence of narcotics. A subsequent search of the vehicle revealed that there were several duffel bags and coolers containing vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana. About 128 pounds of marijuana and 1/2 pound of amphetamines were ultimately seized. Domries was arrested on one count each of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, possession with the intent to deliver amphetamines, a tax stamp violation, and prohibited acts. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on $100,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Thursday evening announced that Jim Sievers had been named as the new supervisor for the Iowa DNR Field Office in Atlantic. Sievers, a longtime environmental specialist for the DNR Field Office in Washington, Iowa, will assume his new duties on May the 25th. He graduated from ISU in 1985 with a degree in fisheries and wildlife biology and has served in the Washington Field Office for 22 years, the last 12 as the lead worker in wastewater and animal feeding operations. Sievers has a wide range of experience in all the DNR's environmental program areas and has been extremely successful, according to the DNR, throughout his work career in working with businesses, municipalities, and citizens in complying with regulations. Barb Lynch, chief of the DNR's Field Services and Compliance Bureau, said Sievers also brings administrative experience to the position, having helped fill in as supervisor of the Washington Field Office when he was supervisor there, while Dennis Ostwinkel was deployed to Iraq with the U.S. Army in 2004 and 2005. The Field Services and Compliance Bureau consists of 6 field offices throughout the state with the primary task of helping people to understand environmental services programs and assist in complying with regulations. Well, the economy remains strong in rural areas of 10 Midwestern and Plains states because of the health of agricultural businesses there. The overall economic index on the new monthly Rural Main Street Survey rose to 58.5 from May, from April's already healthy 57.1. Any score above 50 on the index suggests growth in the month ahead. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said even though the May numbers are positive, he believes the region's economic growth will slow in the months ahead as the global economy weakens and crop prices decline. White House officials say President Obama plans to visit Iowa next week to give an economic speech in Newton and meet with supporters in Des Moines. The Thursday visit will be Obama's third trip this year to Iowa, a state he carried in the 2008 election. Iowa is among a handful of states Obama and presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney see as general election toss-ups. Iowa unemployment in March was at 5.2%, below the 8.1% of the national average. Unemployment in Jasper County, where Obama plans to speak, was at 8.5%. His campaign has already spent $2.5 million on television advertising in Iowa, and Obama aired a new attack spot against Romney just this week. Romney on Tuesday made his first trip to Iowa since the leadoff presidential caucuses in January. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements in just a moment. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Paul Lundberg, age 81, of Panora, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Leila Shepherd, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Leila Shepherd will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Herbert Clare Standing, age 86, of Earlham, died May the 2nd. A family will hold a gathering for Herbert Standing tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And Clara Mae Thornton, age 78, of Griswold, died Thursday at her home in Griswold. Funeral services for Clara Thornton are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.